that we talked about yesterday on our tour, the ARPA waterline upgrades, and some overlay in various parks. Those are projects that they're very expensive, and we do not have the technical equipment to take care of. So that capital development project, we have to get those contractors in to help us out with that. But today I want to accent more on the not so headline projects, the things that our wonderful, talented staff are able to complete and save us just oodles and oodles of money. Lots of times district budgets and our capital development budgets are intermingled to get some of these smaller, maybe not headline projects, but means a lot to customers. So again, some of these other ones are some of the bigger ones, the FLAP grant project at North Point. That's going to be a big contractor project, but we've talked a couple times the last couple days about this campground expansion at Lewis and Clark. This is a perfect example of a mix of engineering. We have to have people come in for, we can't mess with primary lines for electrical, right? So we have to have a contractor do some of that. But because of the talented staff that we have, we're going to put all 10 of those sites in ourselves, which saves thousands of dollars. And we do all of this while trying to do all the normal maintenance. You know, this is the time of year where normally it's not raining all the time and the grass starts slowing down. So we have staff on and we can get some of these meatier projects done, that are a huge benefit to our users. So, here's that overview of those sites that are going to get put in. We're going to be doing that this fall, and the wonderful staff that made the park look so nice yesterday on our tour will be completing that this fall and finishing up this spring, so that there'll be 10 more sites that can get rented out, you know, and when you average 100 plus nights a summer, you know, those 10 sites, that's 1,000 more nights. So it's going to be noticed by our public. So this is another example. This was a completely staff-led project at Lake Vermilion. Wonderful product. It's going to be very well received. It has already been well received. Completely staff-built. They got this done. They're getting really good at shelters. If you guys recall when you guys were up at Palisades, they made all the shelters up there too. That's the same district. So it's kind of a cool project. It'll be a cool area. But again, this was all the concrete, all of everything, all grading, everything was done with our wonderful, talented park staff. So this is a perfect example, kind of a segue from the guest reviews. This is a bathroom installation at Newton Hills State Park Horse Camp. This is a direct, because of those camper reviews and not having running water toilets at our horse camp down there, after years of doing that, this was a perfect example. The thankfully, Springfield Penitentiary, our development project, had them build a shell. We had the park staff do all of the grading. Obviously, we had to have contractors in to do some of the plumbing and things like that. But ultimately, that building on that park trailer is just a shell. We set it down. Everything was hooked up. We installed all of the fixtures, and now there's running water bathrooms at Horse Camp at Newton Hills, which is it's a huge win for those users. So, again, we briefly touched on this on our tour yesterday, but this is a product of this spring as well. In Pearson Ranch, they took out that really old grill area and the picnic shelter and did all the concrete themselves. That was before a lot of the seasonals even started. So getting some work done before the heat of the battle really starts. So already being utilized at a high degree. So another great use of our time and how talented the staff is. So the Forest Legacy at Good Earth State Park. Anybody who's planted 1,000 trees understands that is not just something that happens. They're going to be planting 1,000 to 1,500 trees for the next 5 to 7 years. So They're going to make a forest. It's kind of a cool project, but it takes bodies. You just don't go out and do that on a weekend. So, the staff and with the capital development, are doing all of that to fulfill our requirements for, the Forest Legacy Grant that we got for a lot of the stuff that we're doing. So, this is, why we rely on our volunteers too, especially at this particular park. There's actually a bank that's going to come out. They've committed to 3 years coming out with a number of people to help for a couple of days here and there. So, and we'll work around their schedule, obviously, because that's a lot of help. So, Palisades, we've visited the photos don't really show it very well. There's some red dots in there, but again, in that new park, water fountains were water locations were needed, right? So typically we put them by vault toilets and things like that, but we let it sit for a year, found out where people would like to have the water sources, and we put them in for them. So that was all done by staff as well. So pretty cool product for our user. And here's a perfect example of another project that we do. This was at Newton Hills just a few weeks ago. Amongst all of the mowing and all of the other routine maintenance that we're doing, let's just decide to rip off all of the shingles and siding and redo that. This is another one of those products where you have to put those cabins on hold months ahead of time, 90 days ahead of time. You have to predict whether it's going to rain or whether it's going to be sunny. Oh yeah, the grass should stop growing by that time, so we should have a little time. Well, it didn't. None of those things happened, but you still have to go. So they were putting the shingles on in the rain because they had to get that done before the next reservation started. So lots of planning, and this was another perfect. The capital development helped with the shingles. While they were tearing it apart, the district budget took care of the siding. So it's a really important mix to get these small but very, very valuable projects completed while we have the staff to do it. So again, another few more projects. We're going to be doing a lot of vault toilet renovations. Al spoke about the ADA upgrades that we're going to be doing. That's going to be all in-house as well. Comfort station renovations that happen in the winter and fall that people just don't see. Just the product that you put out and see, a lot of times people don't understand all of the background that goes with it. They're not that big headline news stuff, but today I wanted to make sure that we represented those talented staff and how hard they work amongst all of the other routine duties to get everything done. So, and with that, I'll take any questions. You have any?
Questions for, yep, Commissioner.
Commissioner Beast, is this kind of a new trend with GF&P using the staff to do all these upgrades? Have we always done that, or are we just tapping a new source and new ideas on how to get these things done? And if we put a figure on type of money we're saving by having staff do all this instead of contract it all out?
Through the chair. I wouldn't say it's new. We've always had talented staff doing it. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I'm sure we could tie some numbers to the savings of it. I will say in my time with the department, we used to be this way. We used to do a lot more, and then the contractors were a faster, more fiscally responsible way to do it because then we could get other things done. And now the contractors are getting so expensive, we're kind of going back around, and we're going to utilize the staff and the talents that we have with our staff to complete some of these things for the benefit. We can get things done far cheaper, far faster by using the talents we have on staff. So.
Just to piggyback on that, have we ever had any conversations as these staff are doing internal training, some type of an apprenticeship so they're certified and And it goes even further for them and their careers.
Yeah, great question. I mean, we continually try and do the training. We've spoke about the RTEC program or the MSET program, where we're giving the young staff that don't have the experience. A lot of times it's artificial, right? You'll put someone that knows how to do concrete with someone that doesn't, and then they're in that teaching role, right? But officially, we're not certifying anybody of that, but we do attempt to utilize our talented staff and put them with those that are a little bit less experienced, so that they can continue on and learn that. And we have had a lot of people leave and go into fields that they were taught how to do with the department. So
interesting. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Additional comments, questions from the commission, Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Derek, when we visited Palisades, there was a number of things that were in limbo that you were had visions. I was wondering if you could just kind of give us an update on how those are coming along, and then also what the response has been to the public on the opportunities that this has brought to that area.
Sure. Through the chair. Yeah, there's still some indecision. I don't know exactly what specific things you're talking about. You know, we have a archery plan for this fall that we're going to start. There's going to be a frisbee golf that's going to be being put in. So there's a master plan there, and we're finding the funds and continually moving forward with those that plan. It is the campground has been very well received. We are seeing very good numbers this summer there as well. So positive comments. I didn't read that particular one, but in the guest review section, there was a couple from Palisades saying, you know, King Campground, we stayed in the cabin. We understand there's no trees, but we can see the vision, you know. So people are being able to see what we saw and understand. It's going to take a little time for it to become mature, but it's been very well received. So, yeah.
Additional comments from,
Madam Chair, I'm just going to add something to what Derek presented here too. I think one of the changes we've seen, I'm back to your question, Commissioner Reese, I think we have put a heightened awareness and supplemented that with this training, the RTEC training that Derek spoke to, for all the reasons Derek said. But the other thing that's really changed, and I think Derek would say the same, is we have been picking up a lot of very talented maintenance staff here the last 10 years or so. Folks that just are tired of the grind on the private side, want just a nicer environment to work in. We have certified electricians that we've never had before. This work in the park, that the expansion work will be done by a seasonal employee who's a retired electrician. So huge savings to us. We have carpenters. We have a brand new, I'm going to forget the size of it, but probably close to 1,200 square foot office structure we're going to build at Pelican Lake. That will be completely led by staff. They're pouring the foundation, or cutting in the foundation right now. He is a certified carpenter. I mean, he's put up houses for a living. Again, retired from that. So that's been a real change from some of our past. And I can't explain why that is exactly, but what we, like this fellow we introduced the other day too, from California, people are just looking for a different pace, a different lifestyle. And we must appeal to that, which we're grateful for. On the same token, we use their talents. So.
Very good. Additional comments? Seeing none. Thank you for that great report. We will move on to 20.